Wilfrid Laurier University Press presents And Peace Never Came, written by Elizabeth M. Robb. Read for you by Iris Quinn.
Acknowledgements. My special gratitude to Sheila Robinson for her editing acumen and insight, for her consistent, wise ways in prompting me to unfold enough to finish this book. I am thankful to Maria Gould, my first teacher, for her supportive encouragement to write and continue to do so. Many thanks to Sandra Wolfrey, director of Wilfrid Laurier University Press, for her warmth and understanding. Thanks to all my friends and family who contributed silently throughout the years by accepting my chosen solitude. I dedicate this book to my sons, David and Robert, to their wives, Deborah and Terry, and to their children.
5 Years Passage. Image. A map of Central and Western Europe listing major places and concentration camps where the author passed through from 1944 to 1948. It has arrows marking out her routes, which are listed below with dates. Peach. March 1944.
Yosemite. May 1944.
Mushinmariovar. June 1944.
Yosemite. June 1944.
Auschwitz, June, July, August 1944. Lippstadt, September 1944 to March 1945. Gütersloh, April 1945. Passau, August 1945. Gütersloh, August 1945. Pocking, June, July 1946. Salzburg, July 1946. Budapest, August 1946. Peach, August 1946.
Yosemite, August 1946.
Budapest, August, September 1946. Vienna, October 1946. Linz, October 1946. Salzburg, November 1946. Munich, November 1946. Gütersloh, November 1946. Paris, August 1948. Switzerland, November 1948. Turin, November 1948. Genoa, November 1948. Prologue. Why? Why am I writing this now after so much time has gone by? Why now, when what happened has become common knowledge? Why now, when the sufferings in the world have lost their ability to shock us, when inhumanity and atrocity are no longer any secret? Why my story, when there are countless others who suffered as much or more? From the moment I started to uncoil and allow myself to think about the past, I realized that 43 years had passed since I regained my freedom. It has taken me this long to acknowledge that the past holds the present out of my reach, and that I am still not free. This is simply my story, my life. Chapter 1. Our Window. We often stand at the window, our favorite place, looking out with trusting tenderness toward the stamped-down sandy roads of our village, Shamir, in the Transdanubia of Hungary. Springtime or winter, sunshine or snowfall, trees bare or rich with leaves, we are at one with the calmness of the view. My father's arm is around my shoulders. We sway to his humming, to the rhythms of operettas by Lahr, Strauss, or Kalman. Sadas, Princess, Merry Widow, Gypsy Baron, Princess Marika, they radiate the promise of a beautiful world ahead. Chapter 2. Nora. She's not with us anymore. Nora passed away peacefully in her sleep, was the message that traveled through the ether from overseas. Was there a better way to say it? A gentler way to bring the news to me? Why didn't I stay with her longer on my last visit? She wanted me to stay. I think about her now, resting my eyes on the view of the treetops in our backyard in Toronto. I muse about being away from Hungary since 1944,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?